Manila, o Haleakala. Kila kila, o Mauila, leika roselani, kua hivi nanila, o Haleakala.
Aloha kakou and welcome to another Saturday Around the Kitchen Table with Nakai Evalu, Hawaii's weekly statewide FM radio magazine. It's the best in Hawaiian music and ideas from the Hawaiian community. Vicky Holtakamine is here.
Aloha kakahi aka kakou.
Hey Vicky, kahoʻone panoke is here.
Aloha kakou, e ohana from the islands of Hawaii, Maui, Kauai, Molokai, and Oahu. Good morning to all of you.
Kahoʻone, what did you do last week?
Well, it was kind of a busy week, and Monday evening we had the presentation and the book launching.
All right.
For our author that we're going to introduce later.
Lurleen McGregor.
And then just getting ready for the holidays, getting ready to leave.
Oh, that's leave right. Town. You're going to D.C.
Well, I spent Saturday at the football game.
Woo-hoo,
UH football. You know, it was a great game except for the last 6 minutes of the game. It was a very exciting game, and we should have won.
We should have won.
And that Cincinnati was overrated, really.
Unfortunately.
Number 13 in the nation, and they could not. I mean, Hawaii led up until the last 6 minutes and just kind of fell apart at the end, but that was okay. Defense was awesome. So
you were
my
there
students,
to the end.
Yes, I have students on the team, so I'm always there for them.
Right on. Nakai Evalu is brought to you by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs and Kamehameha Schools in the public interest. The views expressed here are those of the speakers only. The goal of this program is to spark thought and discussion about Hawaiian issues and to get an island-style start to your weekend with some great Hawaiian music. That's our idea this morning. So if you're a native Hawaiian student looking for some education money, maybe, listen up. Or if you love a good read, we got a book for you and some new music. So hang loose, enjoy. It's Nakai Evalu starting up on the Visionary Radio Network.
Tropic skies, living the life of the gypsy musician, and it's hard on our heads, and the lady of our hearts is miles and miles and miles away. Taking it easy in the tropical breeze.
Wake up every Saturday morning to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Where are you? rest of my life. Kuwait. Stars seem so much brighter. They light up the night, light up the night.
The eight seas connecting the Hawaiian Islands, just as we do every Saturday morning with this statewide broadcast. Now, pull up a chair around our kitchen table here. Vicky Holtakamine, Kaho'one Panoke are here. I'm Noe Tanigawa, and we want you to meet this inspiring young Hawaiian.
Inspiring she is. We're very pleased and honored to have on our radio show this morning Kalei Stern, who is the Vice President and Executive Director of Kealii Pauahi Foundation, which is a Hawaii nonprofit corporation organized to support Princess Bernice Pauahi's legacy and the KS educational purposes. Aloha, Kalei, and welcome.
Aloha. Aloha mai kakou.
Well, I'm not sure that many of our listeners know that Kalei was formerly the grants officer at the Office of Hawaiian Affairs prior to moving to Hawaii Community Foundation
then. Right, yep.
And then from there, so she's got a lot of years under her of nonprofit grants. Mm-hmm. What kind of things are we in store for at Kealii Pauahi Foundation with all of that background that you bring?
Kealii Pauahi Foundation is a great place for me to be right now. As you said, Auntie Vicky, too, that my years at OHA were wonderful. I spent 4 years there and managing the grants program. So it was a good opportunity to learn more about the Hawaiian community directly in the community and working with nonprofits, Hawaiian homes groups, educational organizations that were looking for grants from OHA. So it was a good opportunity to be grassroots. And then I went to Hawaii Community Foundation and I worked in scholarships. And that's another wonderful area to work with individuals and families that need money and resources to go back to school. And now I'm at Kealii Pauahi Foundation, which is a great combination of working in the Hawaiian community and working for students and families, again, continuing their education.
And you're also a graduate of Kamehameha Schools?
Yes, yep. Yeah, 1989, I'm a graduate of Kamehameha. Very proud, as all Kamehameha graduates are. And it's great for me to be back there and be really helping to support Pauahi's legacy, Pauahi's vision in this capacity.
And you're also a hula dancer.
Yes, I dance for Manu Boyd, and that's another. I met Manu at OHA, at Office of Hawaiian Affairs. He was the cultural officer there. So he and I go back a long time and through many, many years at Halawa Ke'a'ali'i Kumakani. So shout out to all the hula sisters and everyone who may be listening.
We're speaking with Kalei Stern, Vice President and Executive Director of Kealii Pauahi Foundation. It's a funding organization that maybe could give you a leg up in your education. So stick around. We'll find out more about that on Nakai Evalu here on the Visionary Radio Network.
is the next barrel I'll find. I've been waiting all week, haven't been in 6 days. So won't you come with me, baby, so we can feel the ocean spray. Come with me, darling, we'll have a surf session tonight. Stick by my side and we'll have a surf session tonight. Come with me, darling, we'll have a surf session tonight. Stick by my side and we'll have a surf session tonight. Just bring yourself and your bikini.
Your bikini.
Cause before you know it, baby, we'll be catching waves at Waikiki. Next stop is the east side. I'm body surfing at a sandy beach. No need no more, no even need fins, cause the bottom is easy to reach. Come with me, darling, we'll have a surf session tonight. Stick by my side and we'll have a surf session tonight. Come with me, darling, we'll have a surf session tonight.
Come with me, darling, we'll have a surf session tonight.
Stick by my side and we'll have a surf session tonight.
Stick by my side.
Honey. That I promised you. Ehukai Sunset or Pipeline, it doesn't matter which one you choose. You and I, we had a long day, baby, filled with a surfing delight.
Surfing delight.
So I've got to ask you this, darling, won't you stay with me
just for the night?
Come with me, darling, we'll have a surf session tonight. By my side and we'll have a surf session tonight. Come with me, darling, we'll have a surf session tonight.
Come with me, darling, we'll have a surf session tonight.
Stick by my side and we'll have a surf session tonight.
Stick by my side.
We'll have a surf session.
Thanks for tuning in this morning to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Oh, my love.
You're starting your weekend the Hawaiian way with the best in Hawaiian music and mana'o, ideas for your consideration. Our guest today, Kalei Stern. She's head of Kealii Pauahi Foundation, a nonprofit that expands the reach of Kamehameha School's education mission. Now, coming up, how does Kealii Pauahi Foundation work and how can you perhaps benefit from their mission? It's Nakai Evalu, brought to you today by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs and Kamehameha Schools on the Visionary Radio Network.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work and at play. We are in the neighborhood and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
Word of mouth advertising. If you run a small business, you know that's the most important way to grow your company. Your customers recommending you to their friends and family. But great word of mouth only happens when your customers are really, really happy. Because when they recommend you, it's their reputation on the line too. That's why people trust word of mouth. So when you're looking for a bank for your small business, which one has the best word-of-mouth reputation? A statewide survey of small business customers at Hawaii's major banks shows that more American Savings Bank customers have recommended their bank to others. That's right. American Savings Bank was ranked number one. Surprised? Maybe not when you consider their great service, extended hours, Saturday and Sunday banking, and convenient locations. To talk with a small business specialist, visit any branch or call 627-6900. American Savings Bank, Hawaii's most recommended bank for small business. Member FDIC.
Remember the first time your parents let you stay at home alone without a sitter? You were probably 11 or 12, right?
You need to bring something out.
Yeah, kids can do a lot of goofing off when left to their own devices. But what if you were 3 or 4? And at preschool? We all want to make the right choices for our children. Does your child care provide a healthy, fun, educational experience? How can you be sure? Quality child care prepares your child for school and life. The National Association for the Education of Young Children has accredited programs that are the right choice for our keiki. Why does NAEYC accreditation matter? NAEYC accredited programs assure that children are safe, healthy, and learning each day. Ask your preschool if they are NAEYC accredited. Insist on the highest quality for your child. Visit HawaiiKeiki.org. That's HawaiiKeiki.org. This message brought to you by the Hawaii Association for the Education of Young Children.
Wake up every Saturday morning to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Above us all, and I'll be here.
Kai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network. Noe Tanigawa here with Kahoone Panoke, Vicky Holt Takamine, and our special guest today, Kale Stern, head of Kale'i Pauahi Foundation.
So, Kale, I'm going to ask you the question because I think this is what is on everybody's mind with Kamehameha Schools having so much money and assets. Do you folks get funded by KS, or do you have to go out and fundraise? And why do we need a foundation if we've got Kamehameha Schools?
And that's a great question, and that's one that I get asked a lot. Why is it that Kamehameha formed Kele'i Pauahi Foundation? And some may know and some may not know that Kele'i Pauahi Foundation's primary role is to support Kamehameha Schools. The way we do that is by fundraising and going out into the community, generating more money. And so I get that question all the time. Well, Kamehameha has billions of dollars in its endowment, one of the richest charitable trusts in the United States, one of the largest schools that have endowed funds so that we can help support the Hawaiian community. The Kele'i Pauahi Foundation was established in 2001. And at that time, Kamehameha was going through a strategic planning process. What they saw was the need to supplement the billions of dollars. Now, it might sound crazy, and it sounds like we're greedy or we want more money. Really what it is Kamehameha's attempt to help the Hawaiian community and help those that never got a chance to go to Kamehameha. So the schools itself and its billions in the endowment are there to help serve Hawaiian children. The foundation was started so that the rest of us can help and benefit. Our primary role to look for fundraising dollars is looking at alumni, faculty, staff of Kamehameha, students and parents, those that are closest to the school, to be able to get us all together and lead these people and lead all of us together to help serve those that never got a chance to go to Kamehameha, never went to explorations, never got a Pauahi Keiki scholarship, didn't get a chance to go to any of the three campuses. There are so many more Hawaiians out there that didn't get a chance to be touched by Pauahi's legacy. And I think it's our kuleana, our alumni, our family, our friends, our collective kuleana to help support what Pauahi started.
So how do you do that?
A lot of talking, just one-on-one conversations. The traditional fundraising doesn't work. You know, normal fundraising, you go out, you have a big gala event, or, you know, you sell $10,000 tables. With the Hawaiian community, it doesn't work like that. You really have to talk one-on-one with people and get them to understand why Kamehameha is fundraising, quote-unquote. But it's been working slowly but surely.
Kale Stern, head of Kele'i Pauahi Foundation, we're finding out about their mission to benefit those Hawaiians in the community who really have never had a chance to otherwise benefit from Kamehameha Schools. Can you benefit? That's what's coming up next here on Na Kai Evalu. It's the Visionary Radio Network.
Reaching across the channels, you're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Often in the darkness, sometimes in the light, visions of your golden eyes sparkle in my sight. Haunted by those graceful years, we were young and life was sharp and clear. Can you see me now? Hawaiian eyes. Can you see me lost from paradise? There were so many ways to go, so many things to know, and I've missed you inside. Hawaiian eyes. Shouting in the mountains, silent by the stream, our eyes held each other, locked in secret dreams. Now we're freed and drifting on. Memories of you hover still and strong. Can you see me now? Hawaiian eyes. Can you see me lost from paradise? There were so many ways to go, so many things to know, but I've missed you inside.
Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network. Thanks for spending your morning with us. We are so glad to have you at the kitchen table with Kahoone Panoke, Vicky Holt-Takamine. I'm Noe Tanigawa, and our guest today, Kale Stern, head of Kealii Pauahi Foundation.
So, Kale, you said that there's two functions mm-hmm. of the foundation. One is to earn the money, mm-hmm. and the other part is to give it out.
That's right.
What kind of programs are you folks involved in? And by the way, I thought what you said earlier about, you know, having to talk to individuals is the best way to go. I mm-hmm. think it's great, because I think that kind of giving, that kind of accepting of kuleana is really based on relationships.
Right, right. And so, that's how everything is in the Hawaiian community too. You can't expect a mass market appeal to really to resonate with people. So my work so far has been great, because it's been one-on-one conversations with families, donors, students, parents. The students at Kamehameha are just so giving and so wonderful. They started this Pennies for Pauahi campaign that's happening at the elementary school campus on Hawaii Island. Such a great opportunity for our keiki to show leadership and giving back to their community.
Pennies.
Pennies for Pauahi, that's what it's called. So they have little pitchers, and all the kindergartners come in with their little Ziploc bags of pennies and coins and dimes. And last year, Hawaii Island, Hawaii Campus raised about $1,000, and they gave to the foundation. And we're going to use that money for early childhood scholarships, preschool scholarships.
Tell us about some of the other programs.
Sure. So a lot of what we do primarily, our money that we earn or that we raise is given out in scholarships. Most of it is post-high. So after high school, students apply for scholarships, for vocational scholarships, undergraduate work, either here or on the continent. And for the criteria, really, some people wonder, do you have to be a Kamehameha School graduate? Not at all. This is for anyone, any Hawaiian in the community, whether you're here or on the continent. Residency doesn't really matter as long as you're Hawaiian. Our first preference is for Hawaiian students. And then donors get to choose what they'd want to support. So we have donors coming in saying we want to help Hawaiian nurses. Others come in saying we want to help Hawaiian architects. So it's a great, a broad and vast array of different scholarship opportunities for anyone that's going to college.
Is there an application deadline mm-hmm. every year?
Our application is available online February 15th, and the deadline this year, or 2009, will be April 1st. So there's about a month and a half time frame, and you can check our website. It's www.pauahi.org, and that's when the application, where the application will be housed.
Terrific. Kalei Stern, head of Kealii Pauahi Foundation, talking about opportunities that they're offering to further your education. All right, we'll provide links for you off of our website, nakaievaluradio.com. You are listening to Nakai Evalu, brought to you by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs and Kamehameha Schools.
Moana Lu. Oh,
Evalu, Hawaii's first statewide radio news magazine on the Visionary Radio Network. Evalu, Hawaii's only statewide FM radio magazine, coming at you every Saturday morning from 8 till 10 with great Hawaiian music and conversation right around the kitchen table. We hope you'll be taking advantage of the scholarships we've been hearing about this morning from Kealii Pauahi Foundation. Check our website, nakaievaluradio.com, for links on that. Coming up, new music from Kupaoa and a new novel we think you're going to enjoy. It's called Between the Deep Blue Sea and Me. Lurleen McGregor, the author, is going to pull up a chair, so stay with us here on Nakai Evalu. It's the Visionary Radio Network.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work and at play. We are in the neighborhood and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
Our ad guy suggested we audition a bunch of frogs to help us talk about our workers' comp insurance. How about Hammock's superior value?
Next!
But we still haven't found one that can tell you about Hammock's great safety programs, return to work, fraud prevention, and other services that protect workers and save employers money.
Thank you.
You know, we haven't even gotten a hammock out of the little guys.
Next!
Maybe we should change our name to Rivet.
Hammock, Hawaii's workers' comp specialist.
For most businesses in Hawaii, there's only one word to remember for workers' comp insurance. What was that?
He said hammock, Mr. Dove.
Okay. One word that tells employers they're getting the most value for their workers' compensation dollar. Service that protects workers and saves employers money. That was supposed to be hammock?
I thought that one sounded good enough.
Well, good enough isn't good enough at hammock.
All right, bring in the other frog.
Hammock, Hawaii's workers' comp specialist.
Honey, you know I love you, right?
Yes.
Well, we've been together a while now, and I think it's time.
Are you asking me to...
Here I go.
I can't believe this is happening.
Jen, would you like a bite of my halpia pie?
What?
A taste worth sharing. McDonald's halpia pie, made with a sweet, creamy coconut filling in a crispy golden brown pastry. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
I'm loving it.
Thanks for tuning in this morning to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Enjoying your Saturday morning with us here in Nakai Evalu, brought to you by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs and Kamehameha Schools. Here around the kitchen table, Kahoone Panoke, Noe Tanigawa, and Vicky Holtakamine with our special guest this morning.
Aloha, kako, everybody, and we're so very pleased to have Lurline Wailana McGregor, who is the author of a brand new novel, Between the Deep Blue Sea and Me. So, Lurline, tell me the inspiration for this book.
Well, the book actually started as an idea a couple years ago. The whole thing started with when I walked out of a movie theater in Los Angeles where I just saw Whale Rider. And the theater was packed. There was not a dry eye at the end. And I thought we should have stories like this coming from our communities, speaking to a worldwide audience. And at that point, I decided I wanted to write a feature film that would reach a, you know, such an audience. And so the book started actually as a screenplay. And it took me 2 years to write the screenplay. And after that, I decided that I wanted to flesh it out into a novel to really fill in the details and, you know, just build on it. And so that's how the novel came about.
So how did you pick the character of Moana Cavello? What inspired you to do that?
Okay, this is not autobiographical at all, but I had just done a short Pacific Identity video piece for Pacific Islanders and Communications. And, you know, the identity piece was based on myself as a character. So I thought, well, I think I can most closely identify with a Hawaiian woman, part Hawaiian woman. And so she became the character. And, you know, a challenge throughout was to keep it clear that this was not me, although I was a little bit the inspiration for my protagonist.
And some of her issues, the issues about identity, rediscovering identity, and how to mesh that with contemporary life is mm-hmm. what Moana goes through in your novel.
Yeah, she goes through that. And actually, the specific idea for the plot, which has to do with an artifact and repatriation, that 2 years ago came at the time of the Forbes cave issue. And, you know, I think just about every Hawaiian had an opinion about that issue, including myself.
We'll be back with more from Laleen McGregor and her book, Between the Deep Blue Sea and Me, here on Nakaievalu. It's the Visionary Radio Network.
Yours and I grab mine. Gotta move them in time
Reaching across the channels, you're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Just reminiscing a little bit.
Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network, brought to you by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs and Kamehameha Schools.
Lurleen, it's really nice to have you here this morning with us, and I understand your book was launched on Monday evening.
This past Monday.
At Kauaiha'o Plaza. And also that the books are available in any of your favorite bookstores and at Namea Hawaii and Borders. Is that correct?
That's correct.
You have any last-minute comments you'd like to make?
It's been very exciting for me to have my first novel published, and especially to have been working with a local publishing company, Kamehameha Publishing, because they've been so supportive throughout this entire process.
Well, you know, it's a national release, so we're really excited for you too, Lurleen. We'll be watching it and reading the book. It's great because we have Keola Akana in studio now, right here at the kitchen table, joining us. He's community marketing specialist for Kamehameha Publishing. So.
Aloha, Keola, and welcome to Nakai Evalu. You want to tell us about the products of Kamehameha Publishing?
Aloha, sure. Some of the things that we have, well, first of all, Kamehameha Publishing prides itself on amplifying Hawaiian perspective. So all of the books and features that we have, like Lurleen's, are there to amplify sense of place, Hawaiian culture, Hawaiian language. Some of the things we have, newer things, are Kukulu Hawaiian playing cards.
Oh,
this is a book, two-deck set of 52 cards. And it teaches you how to speak Hawaiian language through games.
Oh, my gosh.
It's fun for the whole family,
great.
And it's fun for adults and anybody who is trying to learn more about Hawaiian language.
Oh, and they're beautiful.
They're beautiful
done.
Cards. Yeah, so we encourage anybody to go out to your favorite bookstore and pick them up. We also have At My Luau, Mako'u Luau. And these are board books for children that are in Hawaiian and English. And it's what's nice about these is these are about aunties and uncles that you would find at any party that you go to. And it's all featured here in Hawaii. A lot of times you find board books that are dealing with, you know, places other than Hawaii, but these are located right here.
Who
in Hawaii.
Illustrated that? Those are really great.
This was illustrated by Boots Lupe Nui, and the story was Kauhua Lucas.
So lots of personality
yeah, two,
there.
Two set series. One is Backyard Jam, Kapanapa, Hale, and Mako'u Luau.
Breaking the Blood, I see you got there. And what is that? The
and
last
we have
picture
the
book.
Nice one about this one is this comes out of our... This is a school-based book that was illustrated and created by the students from Samuel Kamakau School.
Oh, we want to link you all up with some of these great books, especially for the holiday season. So be sure to check out our website, nakayevaluradio.com. We got some links there for you. Hey, thanks for starting your weekend with us here, Nakayevalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Na kamakani hele hulu hulu Me ole kapi ina me ka ihona Me na kike e ala nui O ka pāko nane a ka mahina A kuale no i ka pai ukua E i kau i ka pi ina pau A huli ho i mai ka ua O ka pāko nane a ka mahina A kuale no i ka pai ukua E i ka ua ka pi ina pau A huli ho i mai ka ua
Every Saturday morning to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
I was a fool, broke every rule, darling. Saw the tears that took the place of your sweet smile. My heart would break if ever I should lose you. Blue darling, you're the Lord and only you are. So please, please, please forgive me. I am sorry for the wrong.
that I have done. My heart would break if ever
you're starting your week in the Hawaiian way with Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network. It's brought to you by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs and Kamehameha Schools. Now, this weekly statewide FM radio magazine brings you motivating Hawaiian music and ideas from inside the Hawaiian community. Opinions expressed here, of course, are those of the speakers, not necessarily those of our sponsors or of this radio station. We are here every Saturday with a little food for thought. And, of course, we're here for your enjoyment. So check our website, nakaievaluradio.com, for more on the KLEI Pauahi Foundation scholarships you've been hearing about. Can't find a job? Let them help you get to college and then see where you end up. All right? You heard about that earlier. And for links to Lurleen McGregor's new novel, Between the Deep Blue Sea and Me, that also on our website. Coming up, new music from Kupa'oa. This is Nakaievalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work and at play. We are in the neighborhood and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
Imagine this. You walk into your apartment and, oh boy, you've been robbed. Yep, somebody definitely broke in there and made off with the goods, didn't they? Your flat screen TV, your laptop, and even your race car shaped bed's gone. Just a devastating loss. The good news is, if you call GEICO, you could be protected for as little as $12 a month. Yeah, seriously, just $12. So first, call GEICO, and second, maybe think about buying a grown-up bed, yeah?
For a fast, easy rate quote on renter's insurance, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. And now, another reason to switch to GEICO.
You have better things to think about than car insurance. You know, like where your four-year-old hid your cell phone or why your dog doesn't appreciate everything you do for him. Yeah, you've got a lot to think about. So GEICO invented GEICO.com. It makes doing everything from updating your policy to reporting a claim fast, easy, a no-brainer. Hey, with all you've got on the brain, it's the least we could do.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Wake up every Saturday morning to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Kai Evalu on a beautiful Saturday morning together. That's how we do it here on the Visionary Radio Network all across the Hawaiian Islands. And sitting at the table, at our kitchen table, we have some guests in our musical spotlight today. Vicky Holt Takamine, introduce us to these.
Oh, I was thinking you were going to tell me I'm the musical guest.
You
but
do.
I am not. I am not. Just to let our listeners know, Aloha Kahiaka, we have here Lihau Hannes and Kellen Pike. And they are the duo that form Kupaua. And they have a great new CD out, Pili o Keau, that's perfect for this year's gift giving for those people that you know will appreciate good Hawaiian music. Let's talk to both of them. Aloha.
Aloha.
Thank you for coming. Let's talk about the CD.
Well, Pili o Keau is our title track, and you'll hear it in a few moments. It's a chant that was taken from Kamo'olelo o Hi'iaka i Kapoli o Pele. which was put out in 2007 by Awayaulu Press. And our very good and dear friend, Puakea Nogomayor, put that chant to music and gave us the privilege of recording it. We're so pleased to be able to bring this 100-year-old text back to life. And Piliokeao means the dawn of a new day. And it is indeed the dawn of a new day for Kellen and myself. And we're so happy to be able to share this music with our audience.
So just a little bit background on who Li Hao and Kellen are. Li Hao is a graduate of Kamehameha Schools in
1999.
Yeah, just a young baby you are. And, you know, we all know her parents, you know.
Yes.
Neil and
Mary Ann.
Yes. Alice from Kamehameha Schools as well. Yes. And Kellen Pike, I think I know your mommy.
Really?
Yeah.
Kapa'a High School.
Kapa'a High School.
Class of 1999.
Wow. So how did you folks two meet?
We met at UH. We both went to UH. And
met in Puakea's Hawaiian language class.
Oh, no.
No.
Oh,
okay. I was just checking, you know, sometimes. You never know what happens.
We were just talking about that the other night and how I kind of I avoided his Hawaiian language classes in my undergrad.
Oh, why?
He's very hard.
Yeah, he was a very challenging teacher. Yeah. And now in grad school, I got stuck with all of his classes.
Ano pa'akiki. We love him. He's done some great work. And, you know, he was just our guest the other week. So talking about hi'iaka. So we're going to talk to you about your mele. And thank you for coming. We're going to send you off to Piliokeao.
Title track from the CD. Hope you enjoy it here on the Visionary Radio Network. This is Nakai Evalu. Kai Evalu, Hawaii's first statewide radio news magazine on the Visionary Radio Network. Ahea noho ila, pehea noho ila, ihea noho ila, kaua eke aloha. Ahea noho ila, pehea noho ila. Thanks for tuning in this morning to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network. Thank you for your companionship around the kitchen table this morning. It's Nakai Evalu with Kahoʻone Panoke. I'm Noe Tanigawa, and Vicky Holtakamine's got our Olelo no Eau today.
Yes, our Olelo no Eau are our wise sayings or proverbs that have been handed down from generation to generation by our kupuna. And so on behalf of Kamehameha schools, I'm a graduate, Kahoʻone is a graduate, the Olelo no Eau is... He loko mai kai kamanu o Kayona. Kind is the bird of Kayona. Kayona was the goddess of the mountains of Waianae. She was a goddess of Waianae. She made her home at Kaʻala, the tallest peak on the island of Hawaii, the highest peak on Waianae mountain range. She was a very beneficial goddess. that would send her pet birds out to help lost travelers in the mountain range out and find them. But Kaiona was also a name that the Hawaiians gave to Bernice Pauahi Bishop. So in songs that were composed for Bernice Pauahi Bishop, they used the name Kaiona in many of the songs composed for Bernice Pauahi Bishop, who was looked at as a very beneficial person, somebody who cared for her people. So loko mai ka'i.
Oh, so what is the translation of those words again?
He loko mai ka'i kamanu o Kaiona. Kind is the bird of Kaiona, in reference to the birds of the goddess of the Waianae mountain range, who sent her birds out to save lost travelers in the mountains.
Beautiful. Nā kai e valu, every Saturday morning on the Visionary Radio Network.
Hano hano ka leipi ka ke Ke ho o la le manei He i ninui ko una ue ho o ko mai I laila ko umana o E pili aku me o e I ka poli pu me hanga Hano hano ka leipi ka ke Ke ho o la le mai nei He i ninui ko una ue ho o ko mai I laila ko umana o E pili aku me o e I ka poli ku me hana Moani mai ko ala Hapui o loko Upua e puuli ae honni mauaku I ka hanu anu hea Oni ua wike o nanga I ho o hihi ai ka mana o Moani mai ko ala Hapui a o
Broadcasting statewide, you're listening to Nā kai e valu on the Visionary Radio Network.
From Hilo to Lawai, Javi to Kaunakakai, Nakai Evalu is your weekly statewide FM radio magazine. If you're driving around on Saturday mornings, we are here with the music and conversation to keep you going. If you got to work this weekend, make the most of it, enjoy, and we just want to thank you for your companionship here around the kitchen table. Thank you, Kale Stern from Kealii Pauahi Foundation.
Sure, mahalo nui to all of you.
We also want to thank Keola Akana, who was here from Kamehameha Publishing and brought on those great ideas for Christmas gifts for your family. So go out and shop.
And they can find those products at Native Books or Borders or any of their favorite bookstores.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, if you're going to be shopping for the rest of the day and this weekend, make sure you do it with Aloha while you're parking your car and have a safe weekend.
Oh, that's great. That's a good reminder, Kaone.
We have to have aloha when we're driving.
Thank you for coming in, Lurleen McGregor. Also, Lihau Hannes and Kellen Pike of Kupa'oa. Next week, Miley Meyer, owner of Namea Hawaii Native Books and Beautiful Things, will be in here, as well as producer-composer, as he's a singer also, David Kawahikawa. He's going to join us right around the kitchen table. Vicky Holt Takamine.
Aloha kako.
Kaho'one panoke.
Aloha kako. And can I just add one more announcement?
Yeah.
For everybody, all of you who are listening, to please circle Saturday, January 17th for our Kui Kapono March and Rally.
And that's don't forget December 26th.
Oh, yes.
The day after Christmas.
That's on Friday. There will be staging a protest at Washington Place.
We're going to picket.
Yeah.
Bring your sign.
And this is all about the ceded lands issue.
I want to go. They make it sound so inviting.
We want everybody to come.
We want everybody to come because, you know, you must have something you want to picket.
Well, there, you know, we are here every Saturday morning with ideas that are floating in the Hawaiian community for your consideration. The ideas expressed are those of the speaker only, not those of our sponsors today, the Office of Hawaiian Affairs and Kamehameha Publishing. We are here with the great Hawaiian music and Hawaiian mana'o every Saturday morning. Nakai Evalu is brought to you on the Visionary Radio Network. That is today's Kumu 94.7 on Oahu, Q103, 103.7 Maui, the Surf 95.9 and 103.9 Kauai, the Beach 102.1 Hawaii Island, and KMKK 102.3 Molokai. Don't forget about our website, nakaievaluradio.com. Aloha.
Aloha.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work and at play. We are in the neighborhood and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
So I just got the new touchscreen LG Dare from Verizon Wireless, a sweet back-to-school gift, because my parents rock, and now I can access millions of songs. That's right, I got VCast music with Rhapsody. Plus, I have a widescreen VibroTouch QWERTY keyboard and a 3.2-megapixel camera. And with the Dare, I edit and upload right to my blog, so hello, of course I need the web. And with the Dare, plus America's largest high-speed 3G network from Verizon Wireless, you practically own the web. Info, people, info, it's how you stay connected. And that is why you want to be on America's most reliable wireless network with a Dare. So there.
A Verizon Wireless exclusive. The all-new LG Dare with 8GB memory card is just $199.99 after $50 mail-in rebate with new two-year activation on a nationwide calling plan $79.99 or higher. $149.99 or higher for family share plan lines. And my Verizon sign up. Visit any Verizon Wireless store, Circuit City, VerizonWireless.com, or call 1-800-2-JOIN-IN. Activation, early termination, and other fees apply. Coverage details at VerizonWireless.com.
Mmm, so juicy, tender, and delicious. They should just call it McDonald's Southern Style. Makes you want to get more chicken.
Ooh, I know. How about McDonald's Southern Style makes you want to get one for your best friend chicken, huh?
Nah, I like mine better.
Get your fill of McDonald's Southern Style Chicken Biscuit and Sandwich, a lightly breaded and seasoned chicken breast, served for breakfast on a flaky buttermilk biscuit, and for lunch and dinner on a steamed sandwich bun at participating McDonald's.
I'm loving it.